The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the Dogwater Studios in beautiful Sparks, Nevada. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I am your host, Nick Ramirez. With me today is New Girl, Dogwater Dick. We got Nate the Intern, and for music and comedy, we got Jeff Dunn and Jenny Pez Dispenser. Let's make some fake radio.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Ha!
Nice.
That was pretty good.
Good job, Nick.
Thank you.
Nailed
I mean, you
it.
Could hear you, like, pacing yourself. So that you would hit the post.
A little Shatner-y,
But that was still great. It worked out quite well.
Thank you.
Okay.
Liked it.
Good. Yeah, it was difficult to get through. I had many ideas how it could go, so they were all on the page and I didn't
get
it.
And none of them actually happened.
Yes. I think Let's Make Some Fake Radio should be our first t-shirt.
Done.
Worst Little Podcast. Let's Make Some Fake Radio.
Yeah.
Or how about Let's Make Some Fake Radio, motherfucker?
Ooh, now that's a shirt I could get
behind. Oh, hell yeah. And then on the back, it should just say, your mother's a whore.
Play that sample, dude.
That makes sense.
Oh, I was loading my pipe, totally unprepared for anything else.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah, I know. So where is the, Riku would never say something like that, would she?
She mm-hmm. would.
Mm-hmm. Was it Riku? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, Riku does say it.
Your mother's a whore.
Right.
It's one of my ones that didn't turn out too good, clipping it together.
Your mother's a bore.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I had her say your mother's a bore and then tried to cover it up with with an H sound.
A bore.
Yeah.
A bore.
Your mother's a bore.
Yep.
Your mom's a bore.
But when it goes really quick and everybody's talking, nobody notices. So I shouldn't have called attention to it. So,
what about the old school one? Do you have that loaded?
Which is the, which one? What, who else says your mother's a whore?
I don't know, but he whispers it.
Oh, yeah. That's in the mean section.
Mean.
And you know, yeah.
Your mother's a whore.
I've got a whole section of mean with stuff like,
and I wouldn't suck your lousy dick if I was suffocating and there was oxygen in your balls.
Oh, wow. God, I love that.
We never have
that's
enough
what I say to Jeff.
I know.
Get that from
if
me.
I had a nickel.
If I had a nickel.
That blows dead bear.
I haven't heard that in a long time. And then I've got two of them. I've got,
your mother's a whore.
And then the secret one.
Your mother's a whore.
don't tell anybody.
She doesn't know.
It's a secret that your mother's a whore.
Jeff's mom's a whore.
See, that's how I see the shirt. Like, reading the shirt, it's in a whisper.
Oh, so it's parenthetical, I would imagine. So all you Worst Little Podcasties, get out there and get on that. We need those shirts.
We're on it.
Fucking
it's happening.
A,
somebody
right?
do it. Come on, man.
For real. Fuck.
This is a fucking great show. If you don't want to do it, you're a dick.
And I would wear that shirt. That'd be cool.
People are probably wondering, well, where's the Rev? Yeah, it's the.
I'm wondering that
it's
right now.
The night of the recording, it's the Reverend's birthday, and he likes to drink. So,
Reverend Morido likes to drink.
He got the night off.
Hmm. Yeah,
and
because he's a big old girl.
Yeah, what does he like to drink?
No, I'm all about drinking pee.
Right.
Yeah. Same.
Happy birthday.
It's very sterile. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, enjoy your pee on your birthday, Rory.
Drink some nice pee.
Fuck
right?
your pee.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
And play with your small penis.
Drink pee and play with your tiny dick.
Ew!
Best birthday ever.
Wow. This is a show to remember.
Yeah, I can masturbate without blowing myself.
Oh. And I will do the same on Friday. My birthday's coming up, so... Which is tomorrow to you, Thursday listeners, right? So come to Jub Jub's for the big Mary Anarchy event.
Mary Anarchy!
Holy shit! See, it's true!
So what do these guests have in common?
Well, they're both in the show.
And they sleep in the same bed.
Oh, yeah, and they fuck.
And I fuck him.
They go to church together.
We go to church.
We go to church together.
What church do you guys go to?
We fucking go to church.
We go to fucking church, too. We go to the Rock Church, actually.
No
they
shit.
They have a band.
I play
and
in the band.
Jeff's in the band, so.
Oh.
Nice. But we're kind of at the feeling for
is the
me
Rock Church the one by the strip club downtown?
No, it's on Vista.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's I don't know why I almost said yeah.
I know.
Like, yeah. Yes, it is.
Well, in my mind, it is.
Actually, the reason I'm not even a churchy person, that's why I don't really talk about it a lot. But the cool part about the Rock Church is they don't ask you for money for the first 45 minutes and then spend 15 minutes getting right with God. It's more like maybe 10 minutes telling you you should donate because you're a church, and that's it. And then they welcome everybody, and they do shit like, from having...
Minutes.
Yeah, not even that. They do everything from having communion. It's like a non-denominational, so they kind of embrace everything, which makes it cool. That's what I'm going to say about God right now. But me and Jeff got baptized together, which is kind of cool.
Love
they let us do it together.
Oh.
Yeah. And it
really?
Was, yeah. And we didn't... We're not churchy, so...
Do they like gays?
They,
oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, tons of lesbians and gays.
So,
and
like, and it's not like, because I've been to a bunch of the churches where they're like, oh, we welcome everybody. And then you get there and they're like, but you're going to hell if you don't change.
No, actually,
like, but the,
they're awesome.
So they're totally
actually,
cool with
he's
it.
Brought it up on talking about families, blended families. And he was very, very serious about even if you're not into it, everybody should love equally. And that's the end of it. And he doesn't really. Because, you know, there's some people there that, you know, are real churchy. Like, they told us after we got baptized, this one lady told us, I pray for you every day, and I hope you guys keep coming
back.
And we were like,
we don't want to lose you.
Yeah, we were like, but she goes, because a lot of people, because she goes,
like,
a lot
this
of people.
This is the Christian church, not the Scientology building,
yeah, she's
right?
All, she's all, a lot of people get baptized and then don't come back. It's like they think they're going to be saved that way. We're like, okay, we just did it for the free
But there's
cake.
Only a couple people like that.
Yeah, the
rest
but
the are
rest
just
of
cool
them are
kickback.
Yeah.
Our pastor's cool. Super cool.
I mean, we have a guy who's a motorcycle guy who wears chaps and shit in his bandana and his leather.
He's a
coat.
Vice president of some bike club.
Yeah, and he comes, and it's just
dude. I have to come check it out because I've been going to like gay hater churches because the sermons are so great, and then I found the Episcopalian church downtown, and they like gays, and the sermons are a little better, and it's more old school.
Do you know we brought
but the one by my house, dude?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Awesome, man. I'm in the band.
I like that
you can
church.
Check
every
out. The
person,
band's really good.
Yeah, the band's really good. And every single person we've brought has gone, I love this fucking church. I'm all, yeah, that's why we like it too, because I don't think it's a lot of pressure. They have a great cafe. I mean, it sounds weird, but they have a great cafe.
No, that's
and
important
like,
to me.
Oh,
oh
no,
yeah,
it's
no.
Great. The food like is
specials
cool.
Each week, and we order a little bit of breakfast in the morning and then order something to go. Like right when we
you
leave, like meatball
or,
sandwiches,
because
yeah.
They'll
shit.
Sell out. They're really, it's all fresh.
I want to go to this church,
but oh, we awesome. Like it. Lunch. We just tell people to go if you're into it. Cool. You don't have to be religious. You can be spiritual and go. Oh, but Whitney Myers' mom sings in the band.
Oh, for
too.
Right.
Yeah. So
Candace.
It's
rock and roll church.
It's a,
dude. What's the do they do communion all the time? Because most of the Protestant ones I go to don't do communion.
No,
all the
we
time.
Just did it last week. You were
I didn't
there.
Go.
did we do it like
so once
every
month.
Month or okay. 2 months or something like
they
that? Yeah. Yeah.
And is it individual tiny glasses, one big glass, wine or juice?
How much wine do we actually get?
Little juice. It's all grape juice and just a little bread thingies, little croutons.
Little wafers.
Are they little itty bitty glasses or one big glass?
Little itty bitty glasses.
Okay.
And are you worried about germs?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you worried about sharing?
I like it both ways. I dig the old Catholic one. The Episcopalian one downtown, they use real wine, which creeps me out a little bit because I don't drink.
Yeah.
But I still, so
no,
I
no,
barely
no, they
take
don't.
A tiny little bit.
You'd be surprised,
but it's
how
one
many
big
people.
Glass, and everybody with giant sores all over
yeah,
their face.
That shit.
They come
shit.
Up and they like slobber
the
all over it, and then yeah.
No, we all get our own.
They're not
tiny
really
glasses.
Like that, but they're not really like that. But that's how what I picture in
oh,
my head
sure.
When I'm looking at the glass. I'm like, oh god, everybody.
You're
has
more than welcome
all
to come with us.
I'm like that too, Harry Mandel.
Yeah,
that's the thing too. The service is at freaking 10, and it only goes to like 11. I think the latest I've been there is 11:15.
Perfect.
And sometimes he'll go, "We're gonna end early because we got something going on."
Oh,
no,
lunch is on
yeah.
Its way.
No, because our pastor loves the Miami Dolphins. That's why we leave early.
For loves.
But it's cool, and it's very yeah, I'm not, like I said, I'm not religious on any level. And anyone that knows me, to find out I go to church, half the people fucking almost die of a heart attack because I talk about fist fucking in my comedy, for fuck's sake. But I like this church.
Anybody you tell I go to church or I went to church, their instant reaction is, ooh,
yeah.
Church?
Well, and me, when he asked me, we actually had gotten up at 7:30 in the morning. We're watching Hustle and Flow. So I just watched a bitch get pimp slapped. And he's like, hey, you want to go to church?
Church time.
Let's drink some coffee and go to church. Okay. I'm like, okay. And we went and we have not. Suda, also from post-war that we all love, he's the one that showed us. And everyone just, I have not had a single person that's gone with us go, well, that sucked. They've all gone, dude, I want to go to this church. Like, it's nice.
It serves its purpose like churches should. Like, you leave energized for the week and feel good instead of just like trying to get that hour and a half, 2 hours over with.
And be like, God, I did good, right? And I'm out.
Yeah.
Cool. And you want to donate. Too, you never feel like, Jesus Christ, they're harping on me for money. It's nothing like that. Well, Mikey's real happy. Nick's girlfriend, who's in the Shames, she was like so thrilled, hugged me. She's like, I'm so glad you're going. I'm all, you're into it? Whoa. We're all like a secret cult.
Right? No one wants to tell you, but we all go to church.
Yeah, we all go to church.
Dude, the Livingstones is the one downtown that I was thinking
of. That's the one by like Pegs.
It was a great service with good music, but then I was reading their stuff and they're like, and by the way, we believe that women should never be allowed to speak in church.
Nope.
And I was all, what?
And I'm out.
And
I was like, that is morally reprehensible. How could you? Because you could justify that with a line out of the Bible, but it's just as easy to make everybody equal with a line out of the Bible. So you're choosing to not let women speak and blaming it on the Bible like a bunch of assholes.
Yeah.
But
call them out.
Yeah, fucking A.
Yeah.
So they let women speak too, right? Or did they?
His wife gets up and does sometimes part of the sermon to talk about things.
Okay, that's awesome.
And we have a lesbian pastor at my church too.
That's awesome. And I love that. Yeah. It's the Unitarian church.
Which one do you? Oh, Unitarian.
The one Unitarian Universalist. Roundabout. No.
I need a little bit of structure. You know,
no, it's super structured. The format of it is the content.
But the Unitarian is like, oh, we kind of just whatever you want.
No,
they're all free love.
Come with me. I'll show you.
But I want to go to a church that says Jesus.
Yeah.
Really bad.
It doesn't purposefully not say Jesus.
I'm okay if God. Yeah, if I say Jesus is going to piss somebody off, that's. No. I can't.
People are listening to the show right now and going, people are like, when the fuck did this show turn into the religious hour? Are you fucking shitting me?
They're like, Jenny came
along. Did they just talk?
Lost control.
They're all, God just took over the worst little podcast. It's all called the worst. Little God cast with Reverend Rory Dowd.
Reverend.
Jesus died for your sins.
The worst little God cast. Oh. Holy fuck. That's awesome.
You got to look up God cast, Rick. See if that's out there.
It's probably porn.
Or should I just check it on the. Yeah, let's fuck it.
I hope it's porn.
It is. Everything's
porn. I could look it up on Stitcher.
Or my friend Katie told me she's here for a porno thing, and she said that there was a movie called The Hostess with the Moist.
The hoistess with the moistest.
Like you have an
accent.
Delicious.
Speaking of porn,
dude, there's a bunch of like Jewish stuff. That's really weird. Why would it immediately defaults to instead of God cast it. Defaults to G-D cast and it's all Jewish stuff.
Weird.
I don't understand.
Those fucking
get out of there.
Get out of there. Cast podcast.
Godcast podcast.
Let's see if we'll look it up real quick.
Those motherfucking
people are at home just all, what
boring.
The fuck?
They've changed the channel.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of God and stuff, we lost George today.
Yeah.
Oh,
on the day we recorded Skateboard George.
Yeah, Skateboard George.
The guy with the patch that like used to duct tape it onto his head.
Yeah,
and
did. Describe him to everybody because
George,
like, not everybody knows what his name was.
George, okay, if you don't know who George was, I used to call him Patchy for a long time until I tried to chase him down to ask him questions because George always had a skateboard. He always had his knee pads. He was a fixture at New York Pizza when it was on Kitsky Lane for a long time.
Meadowood Mall.
He always sometimes would duct tape an eye patch to his eye. He always had on like
he had Tourette's.
He had Tourette's and he always had a, what do you call it? Those headbands
like
tennis
players
band.
Use. Yeah.
Sweatband.
And he was a weirdo. I mean, I followed him and he totally would never talk to me. Although I know plenty of guys that he talked to. I was just that bitch that would chase him down. But George apparently passed away today, and for me anyway, the significance of George is he was just always kind of, you'd slow down and go, there's that weirdo patch
guy.
And now to find out he passed away, it's like the waiver. I don't know if you guys remember that guy.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like that kind of icon in Reno that
totally.
You go,
yeah.
There's that fucking weirdo. Or the little guy, the little gay midget guy that fucking...
Izzy.
Like
Izzy was rad.
Same thing.
Or basketball head. The guy downtown that always had that basketball hat.
Yeah. It's just... But George was our... You know, he was our... As one of my good friends used to call him, he was a Riddler. Like, he's not on meth, he's not on drugs, he's a fucking riddle. Like, you don't know what the fuck is going on up there to make him act weird. But
well, apparently the paper said that he was diagnosed at a really young age with the Tourette's and like mental illness problems.
So, and that's, I love that. I wish I had Tourette's. I don't have an excuse for fucking saying it all the time.
You do. It's just not diagnosed.
It's called living with you, Jeff Dunn. It's you bring it out.
So we love you, Skateboard George.
Yeah, we love you, buddy. Yeah. Oh, and did you hear his real last name? I never knew his real last name. His last name was Spinner. What kind of fucking rad name is that,
Spinner.
Man?
George Skateboard Spinner. George Spinner.
Yeah. He's awesome, though, and he's going to be surely missed. So everyone who's listening to the show while you're pre-gaming for Mary Anarchy, I think we might even do a moment of silence.
I have an idea. Why don't we have Jeff Dunn play a song and we'll dedicate it to Skateboard George.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Okay.
Jeff Dunn,
come on, what should
That's
I play?
That's a lot to like, dump George. On you like that.
Okay.
Please don't play one of your porn songs. Sure. Squeeze. Mm-hmm.
You want to hear Squeeze?
Yeah, all do right. Squeeze.
Let me squeeze for George. Calling your name out, I'm not very far. It's always the same now, wherever you are. And you've got to trust me, so comfy you must be. And it is the same for me. All you have to do is hold my hand and squeeze. All you have to do is squeeze. Hold my mind open with ease. All you have to say is please, please, please. I've been with some women. It's not the same as every movement and the sound of your name. I'm so glad you picked me and you picked me again. So don't ever quit me. I'm forever your friend. And you've got to love someone, and it's God above, and it is the same for me. All you have to do is hold my hand and it's always the same now, wherever you are. And you've got to trust me, so comfy you must be. And it is the same for me. All you have to do is hold my hand and squeeze. All you have to do is squeeze. Hold my mind open with
appease. All you have to say is please, please, please. All you have to do is squeeze. All you have to do is squeeze. Oh, my mind open with ease. All you have to say is please, 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 yeah.
Fuck.
Right.
Damn, dude!
Thanks,
it's a cool song.
I love that song.
Oh, and Jamie, you're on Worry Sounds. Did you hit the applause button?
Oh, balls!
Oh, no, good like job, good job.
No, I actually
Baker.
Clapped.
I like the real applause more. I think.
I'm just, you know, I got to be really pleased to know though that you guys have finally a female intern.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, and
you're
we let her talk.
No,
all the
I
other
know.
Interns are
yeah,
like
well,
shoved
well,
me back in
no,
the closet.
When Rory's here,
yeah,
I don't
in fact,
get to
give me a beer, intern.
Yeah. No, get me a beer.
I know.
Yeah, bring
yeah.
me a beer.
Well, I'm like so impressed.
Go smoke for me.
Yeah.
not only.
Smoke some pot for me.
Not only does she get to talk, she's actually like a girl.
Like a real girl. I'm a real girl.
Yeah.
Like Pinocchio.
Not like
wow,
some
yeah.
of these.
Well,
let's just put it this
job.
Way. You're a real girl, not like some of these bitches they've had as interns.
Thank
oh,
you, Jenny.
Sick burn.
Thank
sick
you.
Burn, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah. I gave myself a bill. Woo. And thank you, Jenny and Jeff,
I
for
love
filling
all
in last minute, too. I appreciate it. We had a cancellation, and so these guys stepped up. And
yeah, this
oh,
was,
yeah. I
yeah.
super
this
appreciate
This was supposed
it.
To be this
yeah.
huge, gnarly show, and the band canceled.
It's still going to be huge and gnarly.
Uh-huh.
Say we can't
we're
say.
Not gonna oh. say.
Yeah, we'll beep that out.
We would never say.
Because
we don't want to. We don't want to burn any bridges. Because we do
no,
want
it's
them
cool.
on the show.
It happens. People cancel all the time.
No,
and it just happens.
But
it was the holidays.
Life happens, though. I'm yeah. not mad. I was just yeah. curious who the awesome.
Yeah,
band
no,
it's,
was. We can totally say. Okay. We can totally say because
it's a
not,
secret.
It's not bad.
Okay. Well,
one day.
It was a good. It was a good compromise because you know it's still. Hot and sweaty, as hot and sweaty as it would be. If
super hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
Super hot.
Like
yeah.
with me and Jenny up in here.
If you guys could actually see us, we're all like wearing, we are all wearing Rory's gold little mankini from Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
And we're all sitting around.
Thank you,
just.
Thank you.
Yeah. just hanging out. No.
Beer just happened.
I just
thank
have
you.
Rory's bow tie on.
Rory's bow tie.
And nothing else.
And nothing else.
I love it when he's dressed like that.
So, but you guys are podcast alumni too, right? You've
yeah.
been here. How many times have you been here?
This is my fifth time.
This is my fourth?
I think so. At least fourth.
Am I fourth, yeah.
Wow.
Well, and I think I'm the only comic that's continually come back, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and you've called in, too.
Yeah, and I've called in, and I've... One time I fucked up, though, and forgot I had one, and Rory calls and goes, you on your way? I'm all to what? He's all,
what?
You're an asshole. I'm like, total.
Yep.
I completely forgot.
That happens
like,
all the time, too.
But for me, I'm super big Nick knows. Like, I am almost ultra reliable. Like, if I go, I will for sure be there. It goes in my phone. I don't know what
it's
the
like
fuck happened.
You're making up for it right
yeah.
now. That
you know?
Karma has been erased. You're good.
We're,
you're
what'd
back.
You say, Jeff Dunn? Because I'm going to snack your balls later,
you're
buddy.
You're snack my balls?
I'm going to snack on your balls. I'm going to nibble on your dick like a rat does cheese.
Oh, she's aww. Been listening to Two Live Crew. She just bought Two Live Crew, and it's in her CD player right now. That's why she just said that.
I can't help it. Two
you're
Live
a gangsta,
Crew
Jenny.
Is so fucking hardcore, like... Pop that coochie, pop! You just can't get. They don't fucking do those songs anymore. Where
they're
just so fucking filthy, just talking about just what the
fucking.
Fuck. Yeah, just fuck it, and nobody goes. Oh, we gotta try to behave. fuck it. When, and that's the thing too. When did music become so PC? Really, I'm just so fucking sick of. Oh, we need to appeal to the masses. You know what? Most of the masses don't fucking listen to the radio. Because they don't give a shit. Plus, they don't have them in their huts.
Plus,
you know,
like,
they don't.
No ass, bitch, no backstage pass
yeah.
is also metaphor.
Yeah.
don't you get it?
It is.
It's deeper.
It's a backstage
bigger.
To your heart.
Right.
Aww. So a romantic.
And I don't mean, I don't mean bitch in the bad way.
you know what's funny about censorship is I just watched, like how far we've come. you know, with censorship, you know, I hear shit on like ABC primetime, you know, it's kind of cool. We're moving along. But we also kind of
like shit.
We also kind of went backwards because I just watched a Richard Pryor Saturday Night Live from 1975, and they had to have a disclaimer at the beginning saying that this was in the 70s, so some of this humor is going to be offensive these days.
I know. Because he says nigger. I mean, that's let's just be honest. He says nigger, but.
Do we bleep Jenny saying N-word?
No. I mean, I don't think
she's
I should.
A
Here's
comic.
Why. Comics Here's why, though. She is this is the comedian. Best thing
I just want to know
heard.
For later.
Okay, but this was the best thing I ever heard, and this is why I feel comfortable saying this word, and this is a fact. We all know how Richard, goddamn, what's his damn name?
Pryor.
Not Richard Pryor.
I was going to say, if you're a comedian and you can't remember that,
it's Richard
you're failing.
Motherfucker. He Belzer? Got in trouble. No, he was on fucking Seinfeld.
Oh, Rich, yeah.
Oh,
Kramer.
Yeah,
just
Kramer got in
Richard
trouble.
Richard Kramer.
He got in trouble because he got heckled in an audience.
Michael Richards.
Michael Richards got heckled in an audience by four black people. In the audience, and he did what some bad comics do because he couldn't take the fucking heat. He attacked them and called them niggers. Okay? These four guys turned around and sued him.
About
okay?
context. Dude.
He ended up paying him off. Here's the thing. I saw a newscast, like an entertainment fuck you tonight or whatever.
Fuck you in the morning.
Entertainment fuck you tonight.
I love that show. That's
the real news.
One.
And this is what happened. They were interviewing black entertainers about how they felt about the whole situation. All these black entertainers are like, even Spike Lee's like, I'm you know, wrong for using that in my movies. I know now that I should be a little more. And they were all pussies. You know who fucking was it? Samuel L. motherfucking Jackson. Because this is what he said to the reporter. She said, how do you feel about Michael Richards using the N-word? And he looks, he goes, you mean, and they beeped. He goes, you mean
beep,
nigger?
Beep.
And he goes, because you see. Here's the thing about nigger, and everybody's like, beep. I mean, they beeped everything. He goes, you see the word nigger, you give a word power, it has power over you. And this nigger, nothing has power over him. And I'm all,
wow.
Samuel L. is my fucking hero forever because this white cracker kike fucking agrees with you, hands down. No word has power over me. Right. Bitch, cunt, you can call me a cunt. I don't give a shit. Wow. Girls get all, oh, they called me a cunt. Bitch, at least I'm not calling you an ankle. That's 3 feet lower than a cunt. You better be happy that's all I'm
you
calling
you. Fucking ankle.
If you're going to bother calling me the C word, just say cunt.
Yeah, just, I mean,
same
really,
with the other
we
one.
Just have to move on.
I would love it if someone called
no,
me
but,
an ankle.
And you know,
yeah, I'd be like, yeah.
And Samuel Jackson is right, because when I was a kid, when I was in high school, and when I was younger, fucking the word faggot really hurt.
I was just going to say, you'd
it
have to
really
bleep
hurt.
Faggot, too.
Right.
No, because I gave everyone permission. We don't have any black people here.
Oh, right.
But so I used to really hurt. I mean, when people would say faggot, and when I would be with somebody and they didn't know I was gay and they said faggot, it would hurt like something was wrong. And then I started saying faggot constantly myself.
Right.
And it suddenly had no
power
anymore.
Exactly.
But I didn't do the thing that other people do where, like, I can say it, but you can't. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't.
See.
It began to just be okay for me, period.
And that's ridiculous. And that's why when Samuel L. said that all those years ago, I really thought to myself, my God, he's absolutely right. That's why when people get so mad about the words, like taking, and I'm not saying walk around and go, hey, nigger, what's up? Because that's just not, it's
no.
just not cool. But the thing is, it's like the word, Jeff's keeping score. But it's like,
it's a drinking game now. Every time Jenny says.
I saw when Mark Twain, they candy coated Mark Twain. This one book publisher did and took it out.
Oh, yeah.
Here was
that's
the problem,
so wrong.
Though. One, they talked to one black, a couple black activists, and one was like, that's right. I don't want my kids growing up and all this. And this other guy goes, this other black activist goes, okay, but do you guys realize that when we start candy coating history, it will repeat itself?
Or erasing it completely.
He goes, we're erasing.
Let's just not talk about
it. It's like we go, oh, the Holocaust. Maybe it was 10 million killed. Who knows?
Some people say it didn't really even happen.
Yeah. I mean, if you're Mel Gibson's dad, it didn't really happen.
Yeah,
it was a hit or miss. It wasn't. But we can't forget that. I'm not saying for people to go out and be like, hey, faggot nigger, what's up? We shouldn't be doing that. That's bad.
Jesus.
But
now I'm not
going to
bleep it just because it will take too much time.
Yeah, there's too much. The whole show will be
I counted 11.
But on the other hand, I am of Jewish heritage. I'm not going to lie. I've had people go, I got Jewed on it.
Uh-huh.
Do I ever go, oh my God, because guess what? We back every rap musician, actor,
words,
diamonds, banking.
Words.
I'm proud to be a kike. Thank you very much. You're damn right. We run the world. You have to not let words have power. That's all I'm going to say. I'm done on my soapbox.
I like
Jeff, you just kicked it out from under me, you son of a bitch. Thank you. That is my time. Thank you.
Jamie's on it.
I like it.
And
now.
Jamie Spencer will be appearing at Jeff Jabs.
We've tackled religion and racist bigotry. Yeah.
Censorship.
Censorship.
We did. Wow.
Homosexual population is piped in.
Equal rights between men and women.
Not a pointless show at all.
Yeah. I mean, really, we're going to, God, it's like bullying. Rory's brought this up, you guys. Think about bullying. Since when did we go, punch me in the face, I'm going to cry about it to someone. And then they wonder why that kid stabbed that one kid that was bullying him, because they kept telling him, just take it. Don't take it. And I'm not saying stab him either, but teaching kids not to stand up. My friend's kid just stood up for himself and got a week's detention for shoving his bully back and knocking him down after he was relentlessly taunted. It's like, are you kidding? And this kid got suspended with the other kid because he stood up for himself.
That's a
big show. That's a whole 2 hours.
Were you a bully?
Why were you a bully?
I was a bully.
Were you a big enough kid to be a bully?
Yeah.
No, my head was big enough, and I hung out with the cool crowd.
Did you just pick on the weak, or did you? Was it little gay kids, or was it like the nerdy kids? Or
the nerdy kids, probably the ones that kept to himself. I was trying to like look cool in front of my friends.
He was a football asshole, is what Jeff Dunn was.
No shit,
he was
only until high school, and then
that's when it counts. So you know,
no, that's when I started skateboarding and listening to.
That's
punk
when
he
found
and
drugs.
When you got
and rock
awesome,
and then I. I didn't bully. Then I got bullied because I went to Reno High.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not, and there's nothing wrong with playing football, kids. We're
no,
just
no,
saying,
no,
don't
no.
be
follow
a bully.
Dreams.
Just
yeah,
don't be a dickhead.
No, I'm but saying I was
I knew
a bully,
cool football
and,
players.
And I still think about it. I didn't like really hurt kids because I actually got beat up by kids I was bullying before. Because I wasn't tough.
Do you know though? I was kind of mean to people. I wasn't really a bully, but I was like rude to that douchey toolie guy that would talk to me. Mm-hmm. And I'll be really honest with you. There's a couple we know in our circle that I'm not going to say who, but I've apologized to people for my behavior in high school because there was time. I'm serious. I have one says he doesn't remember, but we all know him, and I'm not going to say his name. I'll tell you after the show. But we all know, I know him. Do you know he said he didn't remember that? And I was like,
it stuck
are
with
you, sure?
you more than it stuck with him.
Because I was really shitty. And I felt like as an adult, and we knew each other from the same circles. And I said, do you remember me from high school? And when I told him, he's like, no. I don't remember that. And I'm like, because I was really openly hostile towards him. And it was no other reason except he was a weirdo kind of. Stagey guy, you know, that was into acting, and I was like, they're nerds and douchebags, and I was into like the hardcore rocker punk rock guys.
And now we're all the same.
Yeah,
we're all the
we
same
really
crowd.
Are. We really
no,
are.
I still bully.
Well, Jeff likes to bully kittens.
That's cool to make amends later like that, though. I think,
but
that's
I think
a
you should.
Commendable thing.
I mean, you really
apologize.
Should.
It's never too late. To
no, it's like on what was
up.
That? Happy Gilmore or whatever when he called him or Billy Madison and called.
Is Jeff talking
Jeff
into his mic?
Shimmy.
Are you talking into your mic, Jeff?
Yeah.
He's yelling at it from across the room.
Get right
he's
up
like
on it.
He's throwing his voice at it.
Where Steve Buscemi
he's bullying his mic.
Crosses him off the list of people to kill.
Yep. Yeah. And then he puts on lipstick. Then he puts on the lipstick.
So apologize just in time.
That
could have been you, Jenny.
Oh, God, I wish. Because David, Steve, I'd fuck him. He's on one of my fuck it lists.
Oh, boy.
He's fucking awesome.
All right, so are we going to... Is it time to talk about Steve Buscemi, or should we do some music?
I want to hear some music.
Okay.
Oh, but what I want to know before we do music real quick is can we start shouting out all the fucking amazing bands at Mary Anarchy? Because there is so
it's going to happen.
Oh, fucking
wait
many.
Wait for it. Wait
I don't
for
know
it.
How we're going to get through them all.
We are ready and prepped to do that right after this next song.
Okay.
I think I'm going to play something I recorded with the Dogwater Dick here.
Oh, fucking rad.
Yay!
This is song.
These are just like works in progress. They're sounding pretty good, but we never like totally finalized everything.
Mastered.
Which is cool. You're getting like a sneak peek at what we're just like working on right
now. And so when you hear it on Thursday, type in your opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, let me
some
know.
Feedback.
For
Nick
my birthday.
Feedback.
As long
some
as
birthday
it's
feedback.
Good.
But don't bully him.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Don't bully me.
Yeah, be
actually.
Nice. Don't call him.
I like it rough.
They might.
So
yeah,
cool.
They might bully me.
Bully you.
Y'all fucking Nick's song is rad, but don't let that drag it record you.
Actually, I don't think you could ever. I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
You could ever feel good about bullying Nick. No,
like
if you bully Nick,
you would suck.
Like, you cutting your own wrist, yeah. going, "Why was I mean to Nick?" Because you're just such a decent person and have always been. I can't imagine someone being like, "Fuck Nick Ramirez. He's a fucking prick. That motherfucker." No.
He deserves it in the bedroom.
Sexually.
I've been a naughty boy, and I must be punished.
Let's hear your song, Nick. Let's hear your song.
Go, Nick, go.
Okay, this one's called ESP, and it's a love song.
Oh, I'm in love now.
Featuring backing vocals by beautiful Mikey Haley.
Because she's so amazing. I love that fucking bitch. Oh, my God, I love her so much.
Me too.
Back. That was really
that
beautiful.
Was a great
Dude,
song.
That song.
Was the best
like
song ever. Woo!
That was just sweet. You got to, you know.
It's different. It's different.
About love it's
I just.
Explain
I have,
the lyrics.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings because it's like one of those things. I'm not sure if I heard the whole thing right, but I know
it's
that
up could for interpretation
could
for
you
sure.
Did you get nominated for a Grammy? I don't know. Maybe.
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 I dig it. I dig anyway, it. Good
well, I'm
job,
glad
Nick.
I'm glad everybody liked that. I hope you at home enjoyed that as well. And I'm here to tell you that this next segment of the Worst Little Podcast is brought to you by Reno Computer Fix.
Reno Computer Fix! Woo!
Oh, thank you.
You're on Wells next to the Dandelion Deli, and Max Volume will tell you more. Hit it, Max.
Portions of today's broadcast have been brought to you by Reno Computer Fix. Go see them. They're on Wells by the Dandelion Deli. They can fix anything, damn it. They'll fix your laptop. And stop downloading so much Russian porn.
Amen.
I love porn. Amen.
Just saying.
Okay.
That crazy Ruski porn.
Dude, they're always like hot, skinny white boys that are uncut. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
Girl. Oh, shit.
Girl.
All right. Well, let's give. Should we give the lowdown on what's going on?
Talk about day one. What's happening?
All right,
the first
day one. Mary Anarchy. Friday, Friday, December 12th.
So
my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, let's go from the bottom up. What we got? All night.
From the ankle up.
I don't know. We were saying like from 7 p.m. on, we're going to have some comedians mixed in. We got.
Chicks put out for jokes.
That's right. So do dudes.
Actually, hey, I got to tell you right now, if you ever wonder what are people that follow comedians, they're called chuckle fuckers.
Chuckle
fuckers. Nice.
I'm guilty.
What about chuckle chaser? Like
no,
chubby chaser?
Chuckle fuckers.
Well, you should name your comedy band Jenny Pez and the Chuckle Fuckers.
That's cool. Yeah. I like it.
Capital C for cunt.
Jeff, can you be in my band?
Okay. I'll be
where she tells
I'll
jokes
be in the Chuckle Fuckers.
While we play music behind her. It'll be rad. I'll be a Chuckle Fucker too.
Fuck that cat.
Girl, Jenny Pez Spencer will be your comedian host. And her friends Jim Betancourt, Ethan
Amazing.
Pickett, Jim Fleming, and Lighter Thief, me and Rory, will be
and
there.
And we're also probably going to have some people pop in. I'm hoping to get – Wednesday we have open mics at 3rd Street, and I'm hoping to get some of those fucks to come because they're – we have some of the best comedians. Like, people really don't understand the comedy pool that's in Reno. You should jump the fuck in.
I didn't until I started dating Jenny.
And if you think it's
– it's a community.
And if you think it's a candy bar,
who are dedicated.
Wait, if you think it's a candy bar floating in the pool, it's not. It really is poo. That's all I have to say.
If you know what I'm saying.
Never a candy bar.
I love Caddyshack.
Girl.
I think it's awesome because it's the first year we have comedy at Mariana.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
So
really
that's going to get the whole thing started. How long is the comedy from like
7 on?
Well, that doesn't really get it started, but they're going to be in between intermittent, all this music stuff.
Oh, it's mixed in.
Yeah,
that's rad.
So like, get it?
First we're gonna
start.
Dude,
so is that
gonna
cover all the time for? Is it going back and forth between the big room and the small room?
No.
Yes, it is.
So
The comedians and the acoustic artists will be in the big room, but we're gonna convert the big room into a smaller art gallery room where there's gonna be some art back there, and comedians and acoustic, and maybe the bar will be open depending on. If it's necessary, but also no smoking in there for people who have, you know,
tender
lungs and need to have a break.
I'm a big quitter and I dig that. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, can the performer smoke?
No.
Ha ha. Not even
not unless they're on fire.
Yeah. I'm lighting myself on fire.
Just because you said that. Challenge accepted.
That trick only works once. That's the problem with it.
But Rick, that doesn't mean you can't smoke pole.
Right. Yay, man.
To make men suck my dick.
Well, I don't know if we have that kind of license over there. But anyway, as far as the music goes, all the bands in the last couple years have said they don't really like playing in the big room because there's not a huge enough crowd to really,
it makes it look empty and it's super spacey unless it's a giant show.
But like, we put it all into the little bar room. It seems like, damn,
packed.
This thing is going off. So
there's
going to
be a mosh pit.
The illusion.
Yeah.
We decided to go all in the bar. And 4 p.m. we start with Glenn Osborne, who's a new addition. He's from the open mic. He actually personally contacted me and said, I want to play it. Is there any way? So I put Glenn on. He's a skateboarder.
He's awesome.
Dude.
He's really good.
And then
a little feminine.
We got Satellite Serenade, which is John and Margie, who were just on the show.
Satellite Serenade, and that's
they're
pretty awesome.
Hey, yeah. Oh, they've been playing the clips of them playing here, and they're so stoked and proud and happy.
Rad.
And they've been sharing it all over the Facebook.
Do you have a new lineup? I didn't see them on mine.
Yeah, and then Princess Bombs, which is Riku's band.
Yeah.
Mallory Mishler.
I love it.
Mallory,
she gave me a
solo
sticker for my car. Riku
Mallory's
gave me a bumper
rad
sticker.
Awesome,
Mallory, Riku.
No, not Mallory. Mallory,
no, Mallory's amazing though.
But yes, sorry.
I'm sure she gave you a sticker sometime before too.
Sometime in my life, we've exchanged stickers.
Lee Edwards is after Mallory, awesome. And he's fucking awesome lounge Lee's, singer. Yeah. We've had him in here too.
Oh, Lee. Okay, yeah. I know Lee.
Yeah, really yeah.
Isn't that cool?
And so we'll get some old school crooner type stuff.
Yep. Right before we get local crooner Jeff Dunn.
Ow!
Fucking
what?
A.
And then
modern crooner.
The Acoustic Shames on Friday.
Oh, I love Acoustic Shames.
Shifted the Shames because Mikey's grandfather died and she's going to his wake on Saturday.
So.
But luckily we could do that with the schedule. It worked out. So the Shames will actually be playing on Friday. And then the Enucleators, which is a new punk band. End of the Line.
I like that name.
Which
that
is
name.
Another
Say
punk
it.
Band from Carson.
So wait, what time does the punk start with the Acoustic Shames?
6:45.
Well,
it kind of starts with Jeff Dunn.
Yeah,
I'm
really
kind of a punk.
Well, no, but I'm thinking he's croonery.
Yeah,
but you know, okay.
Weapons.
That's a nice, smooth, like transition from Jeff Dunn to Acoustic Shames to real punk rock.
Right,
because acoustic, you know, that's real punk rock. It's just acoustic. Fuck.
And then another punk band from Carson, the End of the Line. And then Weapons of Mass Creation, which is more funky.
Like kind of fucking hip hop, spoken word, kind of radness.
Yeah, like I used to think they were Rage Against the Machine-y, but now
but they're more meaningful than that.
Yeah,
it's like they're fucking shit that makes me cry.
Yeah,
they're
deeper than just being pigeonholed as a Rage Against the Machine band.
Yeah.
They're not like that.
They have that. They have that energy, but there's way more meaning. Yeah,
they go some places. I love Pan and Eric. They're also friends of the show. Slut Fungus, another friend of the show.
Oh, Slut Fungus!
I gave them a sweet time this year because they put their dues.
I did too.
They paid their dues by opening up a lot of Mary Anarchies this time.
I'm just reminded of our baking pie conversation we had earlier. I've got going hot down. Loaves. I've got hot loaves coming out of my vagina.
Wow. Yeah. Salami? Gross!
And then what, Nick? Okay.
And then what? Okay,
you can't say Slut Fungus without going off on
nope,
a tangent.
Nope, you can't.
Right? Not on this show.
That's the whole point.
And then my boys, the Liver Scars.
Oh!
Fuck yeah.
And then the Vague Choir, which are some of the most amazing musicians.
Fucking rad. Oh my God. So that's okay. And then?
And then Infectoskeletons are closing.
Yay.
Damn, they're fucking amazing too.
Nasty,
dude, that's
dirty,
a,
chaotic.
That's a fucking great Friday. That's
For
Friday,
real.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, Friday.
Oh my God.
Right. So that's day one.
Day one.
And
dun,
day two.
That's a lot.
Jamie, do day two because I'm just running out of breath.
Do you want to hear a song first and then do day
two?
Want to build some anticipation?
Like
oh,
yeah. Yeah, let's do another song,
can
Jeff
we,
Dunn.
Can we?
For me? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, since you're representing day one.
Okay. I'm
yeah, that's a good idea.
Thanks, buddy. I just had it, and then I said it, and then it happened.
All right. Well, then the next musical break, I'll represent day two.
You know what? It's like we planned this, but we didn't.
I think they know that.
Oh. We're not fooling anyone.
This is how much I love Jeff Dunn, though. He keeps looking at me and goes, what should I play?
What should I play?
And he's got like a couple hundred songs.
He has like so many fucking.
Too many.
He has so many songs.
Do number 76.
But I always pick like ones I love.
You know which ones I love, so.
I know.
You probably already played those on this show a million times too, so.
What do you guys want?
Miss this. Sorry. Play what you want.
Oh, that wouldn't be bad.
We're not going to help you.
No.
What are you feeling?
I'll play an older song. It's not that old. It's going to be coming out on my new record, which is The Walk of Shame, actually.
Is it going to be Jeff Dunn, The Walk of Shame? Or?
It's going to be a Walk of Shame record.
Okay.
Ooh, we saw
the
Jersey
one we
Boys
recorded
Rick,
here.
By the way.
Uh-huh. And it's going to be them, but I'm also going to be putting it on like a discography. I know, Jersey Boys.
We totally ignored that.
A discography with all my stuff, everything I've recorded.
Rad, dude. Cool.
Yeah, so
it's nice because it's fucking sad when you record something and you're proud of it and everything's awesome and then the band breaks up and nobody ever hears it.
Yeah, so and we just finished that record with you and we never did anything with it. So
yeah.
I mean,
and some of those songs, Rick, as you know, were fucking amazing.
Well, and some of those songs I'm going to take with me to my new band. So
thank God for if it wasn't for Nowhere Nevada, nobody would even fucking. I mean, that one song everybody's heard a thousand. Nowhere Nevada, it'll live forever.
Yeah, right.
You know, but
I hope so.
Oh God, it will. It's so
fucking.
It's done, done and done, and that was like everybody's feel-good hit of the movie. It's the dance number, dude.
Right? That's awesome.
They're like, I didn't know Felix could sing like that. Well, that's not Felix.
That's not
Felix
that's
likes
me.
To
Jeff
dance.
Jeff
Dunn. And then it's so funny that right after that is a scene with a Liver Scar song, and Felix is actually singing.
That's Felix.
And I'm all, that's what he really sounds like.
Yeah. He's so talented, though. Felix is just... talented, like you.
Why
see
is Uncle Felix sleeping again?
Because he's drunk.
He's
sweetie.
So talented.
Because he's so talented, and he's not even drunk anymore.
Did someone fart?
No, Jeff did. I'm sorry, Rico.
So,
oh,
anywho,
back to you, Jeff Dunn.
This is a song from the record "My Voice" from the Walk of Shame, and it's my baby's favorite.
It is my favorite song.
Oh, so, you guys!
It really is my favorite
me.
Song.
The romance.
It's gross.
It is gross.
I don't know how to play it anymore. I knew. What would this lady feel this time? I'm coming to save you. Don't put up a fight. Please don't fight. Will you just save me for this time? Who you can miss? I don't want to miss this thing anymore. Ooh, you can miss this. I don't want to miss this anymore. Ooh, you can miss this. I don't want to miss this anymore. You can miss this. La-da. Tenderness must be soon. And I looked to the light, bitterness just felt right. I'm coming to save you, don't put up a fight. Come on, please don't fight. Will you just save me for this?
nice.
I just love that
song. The canned applause. I like the real stuff.
Yeah, I love that.
Sorry.
And you know, I just want to point out too, Jeff's sister, Lindsay Nothing, actually did that song to a Salvador Dali, his only movie. And it syncs, if you heard this, like, because there's a lot more to this song. You know it, Nick. Mm-hmm. A lot more to this song than just that.
Oh, yeah. It's the Walk of Shame version.
Yeah, it's a walk. Yeah. But she did it. If you look up Lindsay Nothing on YouTube and do the Walk of Shame, and the song is Miss This.
Or just type in Miss the Walk of Shame, Miss this. And we have the Salvador Dali
movie with that song. It's amazing,
it's
though.
It's
so
the one
well
and only
done.
Movie he ever made, and it's creepy.
But it's like
as fuck.
The perfect sync to that song.
It's the one where they cut the eyeball, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
Spoiler
crazy.
Alert.
Yeah.
No, it's all chopped up to go with the video of the song. It's great.
And to also get people really jazzed up, Jeff is going to have a special guest when he plays. He's going to have, would
is
you like to announce her?
Brittany
yes.
Straw.
Brittany oh. Straw.
The
ooh.
Ukulele
nice.
Player
oh.
who
is
has a beautiful voice. She's going to do a duet with me.
Yeah, they're doing, you want to tell them?
Yeah,
Jeff, tell us.
Yeah, why if I have a perfectly good spokesman?
That's true.
Brittany Straw is going to come and join me for a duet of Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers song. They're a new up-and-coming
nice.
Band right now. Hmm. And there's this song that I just love. It's perfect for a duet.
Cool.
And it's beautiful, and we practice. And
where will
gonna...
we hear that song?
We'll hear it only at... you have to come to Marianne Arcade
only
to hear the
Marianne
song.
Arcade.
Oh, far out.
Okay. And it's... But they were practicing the other night in the living room, and it's... Let's just put it this way. It's good enough that our little Chihuahua mouse went and started singing with them, and she is... I'm not... We. That's how we really gauge music. Rick knows mouse.
The dog digs it. It's in.
If she jumps up on the... and starts howling when Jeff's playing, we know it's probably a hit. Because if not, she'll just sit on the other side of the room and stare at him and shake her head in disgust and walk out.
Well, and I'm going to use the dog to start my own record label, so... Yeah. We audition bands if the dogs like it.
The dog didn't like you. Get out of my office.
And maybe one of our interns will post that Salvador Dali video on our
it's
Little Podcast website.
That's
yeah,
idea.
It's on
maybe
YouTube.
That'll happen.
Yeah, and she actually has done multiple videos for
meaning
the Walk
me,
of
meaning
Shame.
I'm going to go home tonight and do that is what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Yeah, his,
I'm going to do that.
His sister's pretty amazing as far as creativity. I don't know, Rick. I'm just going to mention it. She does this thing called Gray House. Too. It's a whole interactive, like weird. She's just really
grayhouse.com.
Yeah, it's grayhouse.com. She's just really creative. But this video is just, when you watch it, you almost think it was made for the song, not realizing actually the movie was made. It's like from 1934.
Something like
is
that.
It's a silent and, movie?
Yeah, it's a silent. Yeah. It's weird.
It's
yeah,
seen totally like dark.
I put it on my Facebook a couple times.
I've watched that.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, okay. And I've had it. People go,
with
oh my
Mrs.
God, that's amazing. Yeah. When did Jeff do that? And I'm like, well, he didn't. It was made in like 1934. They just sunk it to the music.
Cool.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get her on the podcast too.
Yeah
that
things
would,
are happening.
That'd be great.
She's now, amazing.
We can't get Salvador Dali because he's
oh,
dead.
Oh, no. Yeah. I can, Nick.
But Lindsay Nothing is
we can get
really,
the ghost of Salvador Dali, though.
I can
I'm
do anything.
Sure.
I can make it happen.
His sister's pretty
yeah, maybe Helena
creative.
Could do it for
she's
us.
She's done a couple other songs. She did Drink Up Jeffrey, Jonathan is Jonathan.
More
yeah.
videos?
Yeah.
Sweet.
On YouTube. Yeah, she did those three.
She's just really
oh,
creative.
Oh, she did one for...
I don't
did
know.
She do Tiny Private Dancer?
No.
Ooh.
No. She didn't?
No.
Ooh, I
she
did
just
one.
Did a new one. I
did a video for that.
Okay, porn doesn't count, Nick.
No, it was a making of Nowhere Nevada
yeah.
video.
Oh, okay.
That does the whole song Private Dancer.
Oh, really?
It does
I
the whole song.
I want to see that. You need to post
I
that.
I
want to
see that, too.
Okay, we'll look at it after the show.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'll show you later.
All right. Well, let's do this portion of the show. This portion is going to be honky. Get your ass on the mic. You're getting the worst little quiz.
Oh, because we've all taken it, buddy.
Oh, wait. Let's get him on one of the good mics then in the actual studio.
Oh, but you know what? While we're getting that ready, Rick.
Yeah.
Jamie still has to tell us about day two of
so
Marianne.
You,
Arcade.
You
well,
get ready.
I was gonna, well, actually, and let's have him take Jamie's mic. That's the most logical one for him.
Really?
To...
Oh, okay.
Damn it!
Really? Does he have boobs?
No, he could. He could just go on mine.
Then,
you're right.
Like, yeah,
go on mine.
Yeah.
It's
keep
fine.
Him in. He can't.
I'm
come
gonna
in
edit
here.
This out.
Come
this
on.
Is terrible of me.
All right. Okay. No.
So are we doing the quiz or are we doing
no,
day
let's,
two?
No, let's day two of Marianne Anarchy. Let's get psyched for that real quick.
Day two, because it's gonna be fucking amazing.
Are you ready? So this is Saturday. So that means we get to start a little earlier. It starts at 2. Also, it starts with comedians, the same as day one. There's Jenny, there's Ethan Pickett, there's Jim Betancourt, Fleming, and Lighter Thief. And then at 2:20, there's this guy named Nick Ramirez.
Who the fuck
is that?
I don't know.
That's right.
That's, they,
day
you know,
two, motherfuckers.
He's the opening band.
I'll pop
so
your
you
cherry.
Can
That's who I bully.
Then we got Mike Reed. You want to talk about Mike Reed?
Mike, Infectious Skeletons.
Mike's a good solo country player.
Yeah, and his solo like country acoustic stuff is rad.
His beard's amazing.
Yeah. His tears in his beers.
He's
Come living
for the beards,
it. That kid's
for
real.
Yeah.
He's real life.
He's
about
really living it.
So
I dig it. Okay, and then Spike and Jackson. We all
know
Spike
Jackson.
And then my super buddy, Tommy Plunkett.
I love Tommy Plunkett.
Tommy.
Daryl Lee. Daryl Lee's in town
now.
Oh,
yeah. That's
yeah,
right.
He's been
all
here. He's
over
been
the
here
face
all
box.
Week.
Yeah. The Daryl's in town. Watch out, ladies.
Yeah, he posted like a
he's on vacation.
Like a pornographic post or something about being all up inside.
All up inside
yeah,
Reno.
In our guts.
Oh,
twiddling
yes.
or what some
is
shit.
On,
like,
is he on vacation?
I think he's
from
on Twitter.
I think he has a job.
Really?
Yeah, he paints.
Oh,
he plays guitar. That's his job.
Exactly.
Shout out.
All right.
So then after Daryl, there's another guy you may have heard of named Steve Fote.
Flying in.
You know, I
only
gotta
for
give
the
that.
Day.
I got to give props to Fote for actually
Coming
flying in for the
Thanks,
day
buddy.
For Greg Allen.
For
man.
Greg
awesome.
Allen.
That's right.
That says a lot. That's
have we said? On
yeah.
The, this is for Greg,
Greg Allen.
Yeah, this is for
We've
Greg
said
Allen.
That's
oh, yeah.
been a while.
That okay. Okay, and then Wheatstone Bridge is also playing.
Oh, which
Jill.
Is fucking
Marge.
Jill. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That means Marge is on both nights.
Yep. Big weekend.
Still a lot of tenderness there with Fote
That's
and them.
Good.
Tender.
Abandoned Mines.
And then punk rock. Just
Not
like,
mines,
bam.
Miners. Mines. Yeah. Awesome.
Hard rocking.
Time for the fist fuck jokes,
yeah.
folks.
Jump just in a river of snot.
Insert fist fuck.
Fist fuck.
Then the tides.
Fucking rad.
Bootcamp mm-hmm. psychedelic surfy punk rock.
Yeah, almost like fucking yeah, early fucking Kurt Cobain shit.
Kind yeah, of and, a little grungy.
And,
yeah.
After them is Man Downstream.
I've never
rad.
Heard them.
Don't
How
know.
Are they?
I'm not sure. I heard they were really good though.
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
I've never heard them.
Yeah.
No, I've
but
heard
I,
them
I,
on
I,
the podcast.
I like the name.
Yeah.
Like Man Downstream. I guess it could be like Truckee River Baby Downstream.
Are they like funky? What are they like?
We recorded them and they were rad.
Awesome.
Okay.
Sweet. And then you got Betty Rocker, Candy Shop, and Max Volume.
Ow!
In a
oh,
row.
A chunk.
What? That's happening.
It's a cool chunk.
Then Reno, we have a problem.
Yes!
Mary Jane Rocket.
Yeah.
Ow!
Yes!
And then Jenny's going to squeeze herself in right before Kittenhead.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you haven't gotten
Kittenhead
a little or, Kittenhead,
they're
you
from LA. They're awesome.
Fucking right. And they've
it's
rocked our
deal.
Shit before.
Yeah, Kittenhead's
then
good.
They love pussy.
Priscilla Ford.
Sexually.
Yeah.
Priscilla Ford is rad.
So rad.
Fuck yeah.
The band. The band.
Right, not the woman.
The band.
No, she can suck a dick. But
yeah, fuck that murderous bitch, but the band is rad.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
With Zach Damon, pretty big guy, and then fucking
Todd
who's in all the
fucking crazy.
A bunch of good bands. But,
Pierre.
Yeah, I think that
Pierre
might.
Left,
oh,
though.
Yeah, Pierre might, had to.
I'm not sure if Pierre's in it or
he left.
He's not.
It's the new guy now.
Okay.
Saturday is crazy. And closing out the night is Sisters of Doom.
Fuck yeah.
Sisters
Doom.
The Sisters
so no
Doom.
Post war?
I added enough.
Who? No post.
No. Suda said he's just performing in Sisters Doom. This
oh,
year.
I should have got him to perform with me then, because he was. I thought he was already pulling double duty, so I wasn't going to make him.
Yeah,
do
and
triple.
You're on day one. Get Suda over there.
I
too,
should.
Man.
I
That'd
should.
Be sweet.
You know, I want to say something about Kittenhead because I'm going to pat myself on the back. You know, the only reason I ever appeared in Reno for the first time is because one of the. Musicians in the band, Dee Dee actually got in contact with me. Her girlfriend got her wife now got in touch with me to see if they could perform here.
Oh, they're married?
Yeah.
Yeah, they
got
just
married.
Got married.
Dee Dee and LD
like,
got married.
Fucking awesome, dude.
But Kibby and them, they all got in touch with me to ask if I knew a place to play. And then in the 2 years since, they've played several shows here. They've been on Marianarchy. This will be the second year in a row. They're the Scissor Sisters. Ooh,
yeah.
They love lesbians. So if you're a lesbian
if you
and you're
could
hot,
see all the tongue wagging right now.
But the thing is that everyone that has seen them perform, no one's been disappointed.
Oh, they're
no
amazing.
One's ever
yeah.
gone, oh, that band was okay.
No.
Because they are the epitome of punk rock.
They give a show, man.
Fuck yeah, they do. Like, you
Plus
never...
they do a Gits cover. That blew me away. It was all, you know who the fucking gets are? Awesome.
Yeah, they just, they really, they and
played second
so,
skin, man. It was
and the crazy
rad.
Part is, they don't even live in the same town. You know, they fly in to practice with each other and then fly out. Because some of them live in San Francisco in the Bay Area, and some of them live in L.A.
Oh,
and they go back and forth to do that and to be a band.
Commitment.
But they're, oh yeah, they're
and
fucking.
I just want to say, Dee Dee is fucking cool as fuck.
She's
yeah.
great.
And she's all about. The donation. I tried to give her gas money. I'm like, just to make it easier on you guys.
I
you
know.
Want gas money? She's all,
nope.
No, it's a no. benefit. Fuck you.
And that's,
cool,
and that's her attitude.
Amazing.
That's really,
yeah.
you know, and I got to say about Greg Allen, in case you don't know who Greg is one of the best artists
painter.
For realism painters
yeah.
that I've known. I don't think ever his pictures look like pictures. His paintings
yeah.
look like pictures.
Yeah.
And the thing about Greg is this is how fucking cool he is. He reached out to me when he was doing the flyer to make sure he got my name right.
Oh,
and the way
point.
He asked, I was like, no, it's right. It's like on just on Facebook. It's, you know, and he yeah. goes, well, I just wanted to clarify because I didn't want to get it wrong. And I was like,
and this is
you're,
his benefit.
And a lot
he's
of people
concerned
don't
about
understand.
You.
Greg is really sick. He's really, really, really sick. I'm not going to go into details because it's his own business.
Throw a little bit of details. Like he's
okay.
got some problems with his heart.
He has congenital heart disease, or something. Congenital heart failure, CHF. And he can only drink like 64 ounces of liquid a day. I don't know if you guys realize that's only a big gulp because it causes too much pressure. He can't have anything that breaks down to liquids. This includes ice cream. He put this big thing on Facebook. Mm-hmm. If you find him, find Greg Allen, the artist. But he's so good and he's so talented and he's so fucking nice.
He's a
like,
sweetheart.
Guy.
And he's so
like,
intelligent.
And
you
so
have a
intelligent.
Great conversation
yeah,
with
when
Greg.
When I found out it was wrong, because we've only known each other in passing a few times, but we actually had a pretty extensive talk on Facebook and I was asking him, is there anything I can do for you? Because we live on the same street, just like two blocks away. And he's so humble. He's like, no,
Reno.
I'm fine. He's like, I'm fine. He's all, thanks for asking, though. And I'm like, I can't imagine a person more that I would want to do a benefit for. Because this is someone that really, if you ever ask him for a donation, he would be the first one. And it'd be a piece of art that you'd, like, be so proud
yeah,
to have.
Probably,
he's probably donated
yeah.
to his own benefit.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I mean
too.
His
I mean,
art.
He's a very revered.
When you see the picture,
painter.
He's doing that raffle. I'm buying tickets.
Uh-huh.
I saw the raffle, the painting he's doing
with
for the raffle.
Car,
yeah,
the
with the car.
Cars.
It looks like a photo.
Greg's one of the most amazing recipients of Merry Anarchy too, because he's very proactive.
Right.
And he's organized this beautiful art show. We're gonna have
right.
Josie Rock. We're gonna have Arne Hertel. We're going to have Bart McCoy, and these guys are all famous, and they live off
yeah.
just doing their art.
Yeah, and he's
and
just, but you have
Greg
to.
Greg himself, Mallory, mm-hmm. fucking
Mallory
Rhino,
yeah,
all the guys
yeah.
from Eric and Pan, everybody who does art around here.
But
is
as soon
like,
as
we're all in.
Yeah,
here's,
as soon as everyone heard it was
Greg,
people went,
yeah.
where do I sign?
Holy.
Like, absolutely. They didn't even like go, who is it for? Well, who is this person? As soon as I found out it was Greg Allen, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
great.
No, this is
Greg
a benefit,
is sick,
but it's an event.
And I knew about it, but I didn't even think about it. It's going to be like so huge. I can't imagine a nicer person to do it for because, like I said, he reached out about my name.
That's
it's
nice.
Very rare that you find someone that really thinks about that type of stuff and doesn't just, you know, pull it off Facebook and hope for the best. You know, it's true. And he asked about Jeff and just, you know, and then asked me, how are you doing? He's the one really sick and has basically a condition that he's not going to survive. I mean, I'm not going to try to candy coat this for everybody because Greg certainly hasn't for anybody. But it's nice.
He's honest.
He's
yeah,
honest
about
it.
About it. He's
and
open.
I'm hoping, you know, he just hopes to get a couple, few more years out of it. He knows that this is probably not going to be, you know, hey, happy outcome. I'm living another 50 years.
I'm
you know?
Cured.
Yeah.
yeah it's not, it doesn't work that
but
way.
The fact is he's doing that. And that's what makes him more genuine to me is that, you know, he just wants to live a great quality of life while he can. And that, I think, is the best thing to hear
yeah.
is that he's just hoping to get a few more years out of it. You know, and for me, I'm like, I will do anything I can to help you.
And this weekend, this is a big weekend. This is
yeah.
a great lineup. It's I mean, Nick, you've put it together. It's
Nick
awesome.
Does every year. And if people don't know, I was friends with Marianne Posta, who this
oh,
was
yes.
started for.
Pisoda.
Sorry.
Nobody ever Pisoda. Gets it right.
I know.
Don't feel bad.
You know, she never even
yeah,
ever corrected me.
I know how to say it, but I don't ever say
but
it.
But Marianne, I knew personally, and we were pretty good friends. And
everyone in this room was.
Was, yeah.
yeah.
And she was.
Love that woman.
amazing and funny and man, talk about cynical and sardonic. You would just,
she's hilarious.
If you
really
wanted to like bat, like look at what she's wearing, Marianne would be right there with you going, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And we could both just be like our dirty little selves while doing shots at the Zephyr and sort of look at people and go, ugh.
Dude, I never knew Marianne that closely, but I think of her as being the patron saint of Reno music.
Yeah.
You know?
She really gave was. A fuck. Oh, yeah, and sorry, Nick, she was a hell of a kisser.
Oh, I don't mind. I know Mary was on many adventures.
Oh, yes. She was a hell of a kisser. And just the sweet, I loved her red hair and that, just that. When you could tell she was just being wicked, you would go, God, you're amazing. And she'd go, oh. And then walk away and you'd be like, asshole.
So that's cool. People like Marianne and Greg, those are the people that are blazing through this life.
Well, and everyone's got to give props to Nick because he really has started something that has gained such momentum. Anyone who's anyone in the art community knows what Mary Anarchy is and what it's about. And I just hope I'm always going to be a part of it. Even when I'm really famous on the big stage making tons of cash, I would still fly in to do it. I don't care where I'm at in my life. Just so you all know, that is going to fucking happen.
That's how Reno
we have
it
recorded, so if it does happen,
yep, oh yeah,
you're on the hook.
No, I will, but I would be proud to do it. I'd be like, I got to play to a sold out crowd at Madison Square Garden. Well, that's the same weekend as Mary Anarchy.
Sorry,
so,
can't make it.
Since I'm making this much money, I guess I can fly and do it and go back. Yeah, I'm going
to
Jibs.
Going to Jibs, girl.
Girl, what's up?
Girl.
Yeah,
girl.
So, Nick.
You know what I'm talking about, girl.
You know what's up, high five?
You know what I'm saying.
Something about a triangle.
What's $10
get
me?
Come on. Where you
anything,
at?
Anything you want.
If you know what I'm saying.
There you are.
$10 tubuku.
Miss you, Chewy.
Okay, so what do you think? We ready for this?
So, are we going to hear a song or are we going to quiz
that
intern?
I thought we were
going to
do a quiz, right? Or what do you want?
Both of those things are going to happen. It's just a matter of what order.
Yeah, what do you want, Nick?
What do you want, Nick? What you want? What you want?
Anything you want.
What you need.
I think I want to play a song, and then we'll play the quiz.
Fucking rad, okay?
Right.
Yay.
What are you going to play for
Jeff
us?
Wants to smoke a cigarette
so
bad.
You can go smoke a cigarette, Jeff. I'll play this song while you're gone, and
we'll
you can
hold
listen
down
to
the
it
fort.
On the podcast.
Thursday.
Bye, cancer.
But with all this Mary Anarchy love going around, and I just figured what an appropriate time to play this song that I did not write, but by one of my heroes, Stephen Merritt. He's so fucking cool. The guy from the Magnetic Fields, he wrote this song. And I give it to you, Reno, and you, Reno Music Arts Scene. Reno.
You're welcome.
Me love you long time.
Aww.
Two Live Crew.
Whoa.
Perfect.
What's up with my tuning? Oh, I just can't play right.
You're going to knock your beer over.
What the fuck happened?
He already knocked the other can over. I was like,
I think my guitar went out of tune.
Well, during the course of the podcast, the room temperature
fall?
Usually changes
oh,
by like 20
sweaty,
degrees.
Oh, it's a sweaty mess in here right now.
My balls are sweating.
Or is that just in my pants?
My legs are sweating, mama.
Thank you, Jenny, for sharing that sentiment with me.
That's
you
actually
know,
from
you
Urban
Cowboy.
That's from Urban Cowboy Deborah Winger and during the wedding scene. My legs are sweating, mama. Katie Run, that's a shout out
sexually.
To you.
That's right, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know how to use a capo.
I got a capo on my brain.
Okay, Rory Dowd Jr. with your capos.
I'm trying the capo out.
Chicks dig a capo.
Oh, maybe I'm just playing it wrong. All right.
And a mask and a cape in bed. Oh.
There it is.
Yay!
Nice.
So happy. That sounds familiar.
Thing. It's full of hearts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing, but I love it when you read to me and you could read me. Of has music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it course is transcendental. Some of it is just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me and you. Shaped boxes and things we're all too young to know, but I love it when you give me things and you. Well, you could give me everything and I love it when give me things, Rick. You. Well, you should give me wedding rings.
Aww. We're all so happy.
I will totally marry you, Nick.
I'm totally gay for you, bro.
Oh, I'm so gay too. Jeff Dunn. I want to be gay too.
Jeff Dunn, totally.
I want to be so gay right now. Nick, I've been listening to you play that song for a long, long time, and it gets me every time.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
I love it.
I love
that song,
loved
too.
Loved it a lot.
Stephen Merritt, I love you.
Oh, so much love.
So let's do that thing with Honky now.
Yeah, okay.
As you wish,
fucked.
Mr. Ramirez.
That's right. It's time for the worst little quiz. I am not Rory Dowd, but I'm Nick Ramirez here to help you understand that we're sick on the show and need to know information from these new people joining us. Vital information about their past, their future, and their present. So, with that, are you ready to go, Honky?
Yes, I am.
All right. First question on the list. Explain the situation of the loss of your virginity. Place,
ew,
time, and facts.
It hasn't even started yet.
All right, so I was dating this girl, Jen, in high school. Her name's Jennifer.
Yes.
And it was right.
You could change your name if you want.
I mean, not Jennifer. No, her name was Schmenifer.
Well, your name's Honky. She won't know who you are.
All right, so basically just in her car down the street from the high school.
Wow.
Yep.
Was this in the afternoon?
Boring.
Was it on a date?
That is not a fun fucking story.
That's not how she tells it.
No, it was at night. Yeah, it was
she told it as I cried.
Did you take this? Did you take this girl out, or was it this crazy whim thing?
No,
where
we were dating for a while.
Okay, good.
Time. Yeah.
So right, wait, this was on your lunch break at school?
No, it was after. It was way later at night. Yeah.
Well, at least it wasn't in your parents' bed.
Yeah.
So
that one's weird.
Respect. Let's see. If you could fight anyone in history, who would you throw down with and get away with it?
That's a tough one.
I said my mom. I'm not kidding.
I don't know. I guess probably Hitler. He sucks pretty bad. So.
Yeah. We get that
Hitler
often.
Not according to Mel Gibson's dad, he doesn't.
Yeah, or maybe Charles Manson, one of those people.
Manson's getting married to a 26-year-old.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, I'd fight her. I want to fight that chick instead of my mom.
Somebody said that.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was an awesome answer. Who said that?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
Was that Elsbeth Summers? I think she said
No.
Was it her?
I don't think she wanted to fight anyone.
I think she might have said it was that chick who's married Charles Manson.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
so awesome.
Awesome.
I know how we can find that out.
Anyway, let's see. Gosh, I'm not good at
porn,
this.
Porn.
When you search to jerk, what
yeah
words do you use?
Oh, God. I don't know. I guess I just look for specific porn stars.
Like what?
Okay. Do you want to share the audience what porn sites you look at?
Porn sites?
Yeah.
Yeah, one or two.
We're okay. writing this
Don't
down.
Don't get crazy.
Be specific.
Yeah, you jizz. That's the spot.
You jizz? Is that Y-O-U or the letter U?
Y-O-U-J-I-Z-Z.
Thank you.
Far out. I've never heard of that.
As soon as we get home, Jack.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
And then once you're in you jizz, what do you look up?
Once you're in you jizz.
Yeah.
Awesome segue.
Just go to the popular page. That's where it's at.
Popular.
Is this like dudes jacking off? Or?
No. I totally copped popular. Out of this answer, too. I know. I gave a lame answer, too. It's fine.
Well, he's an intern. We can delve a little deeper.
Ooh.
So, so you just go over the little pictures until you find a good one?
Yeah.
Most recent?
Yeah, they give you previews and stuff.
All right.
So what do you prefer, though? Like, what kind of porn?
Yeah.
Like, ass to mouth, fisting?
Gross.
Black guys,
on white.
Black ass
Oreo
to mouth.
Cookie time.
I guess it just depends on the day, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh,
it's
nice.
Like when you go to a restaurant. You don't always want hamburgers.
Exactly.
Even though hamburgers are awesome.
They're always awesome, but yeah.
It's different all the time.
Some days it's sushi.
But do you like creepy porn? Like, I don't know, a girl putting a salmon up her snatch or something.
No.
A snapper up her snatcher?
Nothing weird like
that's
that.
Just you.
Oh, sorry, that's just me.
Very
actually,
revealing.
I always ask Jeff if I could put a fish in his ass. Says, no.
Whoa. Just like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
All right, Honky, just a couple more. We're doing a fast one today. Rick, do you have one? Okay.
Oh, sorry. He's using my mic, so we got to switch back and forth.
Okay.
So, I want to know, circumcised or not?
Oh, good one.
I'm sure you do.
Circumcised.
Thank God you're
so you like cut dick.
Yeah.
All right. What was the first rock show you saw?
First rock show, I saw Smashing Pumpkins when I was like 6 and I fell asleep.
That's okay. Wow. You were six. You can fall asleep.
The first one I went to by myself, I saw the Circle Jerks at New Oasis.
You didn't fall asleep in the Circle Jerk, did you?
No.
All right, I'm going to give you points for that. That's a good answer.
You just both Circle Jerks. What's up with this guy?
And I just want to know, I have never fallen asleep during a Circle Jerk. So
me either.
Me neither.
Oh, so what was the first album you ever bought with your own money?
Coincidentally, Melancholy in the Infinite Sadness.
Good job.
Tag it. Would you like
Riku.
Some Vagisil?
Riku
doesn't really go for the sensitive guys so much.
Yeah, she hates
Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah, she hates them.
Well, ever
she's
since
into death metal. So
after
you know.
Billy cut his hair, she was all fuck
it
that.
It wasn't
guy.
The same. He
anything with that much
same.
Fucking violin and cello can suck a dick. So.
I know.
All right. What is the greatest podcast you've ever had the pleasure of being an intern on?
That's tough.
Careful.
But Worst Little Podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Ass kisser, you're a fucking ass kisser there, buddy.
You got
shit,
two buzzers.
You almost had it. All right. I'm going to go to Jamie,
porn,
new girl.
Porn was all I had. All I had was
the
porn.
Rapid fire.
Oh, shit. Tacos or burritos?
Tacos.
Beatles
I'm
or
hungry,
Elvis?
So I can think
Beatles.
And I'll be Rick.
Come on, rapid fire.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Red hair, I guess.
Oh!
Sorry, wrong
You're
answer.
Dead.
Again.
You're
person
out.
You would sleep with, alive or dead?
Person I would sleep with?
Yeah.
Ooh, Rihanna.
Ooh.
Ew.
I like the swiftness of that, and I like the interracial on it. That's awesome.
Yeah,
herpes or Nickelback?
Herpes.
Sorry. Oh, you hesitated.
Yep,
you hesitate. You said nickel herpes.
Never nickel that.
You said nickel herpes.
Nickel herpes.
You carry both of them around for life.
Yes.
Exactly.
The walk. You take the walk of shame with either one of them.
They're the gift that keeps on giving. And
blind
you
or deaf?
Deaf.
AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
Any or outie?
Any.
Okay.
Cheated on or cheater?
Cheater.
Ew. You're out.
At least he's honest.
Dirty cocksucker.
That's right, Riku.
You tell him.
Yeah, she's on our
let's
team.
Let's do just a couple more rapid fires and then score this guy.
Rapid fire is hard. It's so hard.
I know. Without the list, it's hard.
There's no
list. Star Trek or Star Wars?
We are winging it.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Rich.
Star Wars. For sure.
Okay.
Good job.
Crumple or fold?
I like that question.
Fold?
Crumpled or fold?
Fold.
Fold?
Yeah.
Oh, he's
really?
Freak.
Dude, you take that much time?
He's anal with his anus.
Okay.
Anal or not?
When is ass to mouth okay?
Never.
When is it not okay?
That's not true.
Oh. That's not true. In the heat of the
it's
moment.
It's okay. No,
it's when not. It's clean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes.
I mean.
It's okay to go ass to mouth.
What?
Just so, yeah.
They're called baby wipes, folks. If you're going to go there. Anyway. All right. Yeah. Ass to mouth. Yay or nay?
Nay.
Okay.
Namaste.
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 All right. If you could only live in a world with either punk rock or pussy, which world do you choose?
Probably pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to keep procreating.
That was a stretch. That was
Punkers.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
Girl.
Man, I don't know. You can't improv the quiz, man. You got to have
this
the papers.
This is hard.
Ready.
This is so hard. You guys have no idea how hard this
Rick,
is.
Rick,
right
do you want to ask any follow up questions or should I start scoring?
You should start scoring.
I think I'm going to
start
scoring.
I can't think of anything else. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
That's pretty good. That was pretty good.
Oh, have you ever been surprised while having sex? We haven't asked
surprise,
that in a long time.
Like a birthday, like surprise.
Well,
literally,
it's
what do you
it's
mean?
Just, it's left wide open to interpretation.
All right, we'll ask this. For Rory's birthday, we will ask him, if you were trapped on a desert island, this will be your last question.
Okay.
Everything hinges on this, whether you're going to get a C or a D. Okay.
Do you win or lose right now?
If you were trapped on a desert island, who would you eat first, your brother, your mother, or your lover? I guess cannibalized, but... Who are you going to eat?
Probably my brother, because I don't have one, so it's like...
So well, you have to substitute your best man friend.
Probably my best man friend, because they're probably way fatter.
All right.
Your poor best friend, man.
So you're thinking logically and functionally and nutritionally.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like it.
All right, with a nice score of 43.
43.
Our new intern, Honky.
Congratulations, Honky.
Good job, white boy.
Thank you, guys.
You're on the team.
Thanks, guys.
D minus on the quiz.
Hey.
You got to improve your answers. Maybe if you're still with us in a year, we'll re-quiz you and see if any of that's changed.
You know what? You improve your answers, and we'll improve the quiz.
Yeah, we'll improve the questions.
Okay.
For sure.
You would have blown Dave Richards.
What?
Yeah.
Unacceptable, Chewy.
Well, no, Dave Richards got a terrible score.
Yeah.
So.
Well, his was
but I think it was even
oh,
was,
I'm sorry.
Was
that's just
better
where
than that.
My mind went.
What's up with getting surprised during sex?
Yeah, we want to explore
that
a little more.
Some people would be like, I was surprised because I was having sex. So it's every time. And some people were like, oh, yeah, one time I was, and my mom walked in. And some people were like, yeah, everybody interpreted it differently.
It made me
like,
think about this.
See, it made you think of something.
It made me think about this guy that I knew who told me he was doing it to this girl, and her eyeball fell out.
Whoa. See, that was me.
Her glass eyeball eyeball?
Yeah, her glass eyeball, but he did not know that she had one.
Oh, that's so
awesome. He just thought her eyeball
when
fell out.
When on the date do you reveal that you have a glass eye?
When
like, right
you're
away?
Pounded from behind and
be
it falls
careful
out.
When
you're
doing me from
tell.
The ass because my eye might pop out.
The game's up.
What the fuck was that?
Say, like pressure and stuff happens.
Wow, girl, you look like a squirrel.
Girl.
I don't know that I've ever been surprised during sex, but I was really surprised the next morning, especially when I woke up with Jeff Dunn. Because that was an alcoholic blackout. And then I went,
and
God, I recognize that fucking tattoo. And holy shit, I'm in bed with Jeff Dunn.
Yeah, but look at you now.
I know.
You
we're
go
so
to
in
church.
Love. It's gross.
You were baptized.
So
everybody
gross.
Agrees. It's one of those things that at first you go,
no,
no fucking way.
I know, right?
And then a minute later you think about it and you're like,
yeah,
you know, it kind of makes more sense than I ever realized it could.
I get that a lot.
I get that a lot, too.
No, that's because that's what we all say about you behind your back.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually,
really,
Rick, you said it to my friend. You said, what the fuck is that? When did this happen? And when did... Rory said the same thing, though. He's all, I don't... Actually, I do get it. And I was like, you do? He goes, you're both kind of the same assholes.
I dig it. It fits.
I'm all, yeah?
And when assholes fit...
Yeah, they just Rick. Do.
You know? If you know what I'm saying, girl.
Yeah,
girl.
Girl, you know it's true.
Well, you want a nice fit, you know?
Yeah.
And we are.
You know, wake up every day and either laugh, even if you're going to, you know, I don't know what you guys do. I don't assume to
actually,
know
I wake up every morning to being kissed good mornings and Jeff's going to work.
Aww.
And that's
like all
no,
normal.
I mean, it sounds like, I don't know, but it really is. Every morning I wake up during his work week and he kisses me goodbye in the morning. every. I might go back to sleep, but he makes it a point to wake up.
Now
every
you can never
morning.
Not do that.
I know.
Yeah.
Now he's now, I don't think he's ever forgotten. Like, there's been a couple times I woke up and heard him and thought, oh, he's not going to kiss me goodbye. And then I hear the front door outside. I'm like, oh, he's not going to. And then he comes right back in and goes,
I can't take it.
Bye.
I can't take it.
I'm all, we're disgusting. I know. It is gross.
I threw up
it
in
really
my mouth
gross.
A little bit.
I think in one time I was mad at you and I got you back by not kissing
that
you, by letting
time.
You sleep longer.
You're such an asshole.
Motherfucker.
How dare you?
But yeah, it's just, it works. I don't know. It's not easy, but I mean, fuck, if anyone knows Jeff Dunn, it sure, it fucking knows me. It sure the fuck isn't easy.
That's why it works.
Yeah, that's why it works, though. He's
awesome.
Weird.
Jeff is super romantic. When you sing in that first song, that Squeeze song, I was reading a book earlier today, and it was talking about a little boy in the church with his dad, and that his dad would squeeze his hand three times, and he knew that that meant, I love you.
One, two, three.
And then he would squeeze it back four times, one extra time for the two.
I love you,
I love you too.
Oh, now I got
and when
tears.
You, and when, I know when you read that thing, I thought, oh, it's just like that book I was reading today that made me cry. So, yeah.
You're such a sensey pants.
You want to play really some more for us, Jeff?
One more for the road?
One more for the road.
Sure.
Getting towards the end of
don't
the show.
Don't look at me
here,
and
folks.
Ask what to play.
little taste of what we're going to get this
do
weekend.
Do a new one. You have some really great, like, brand new, only I've heard them. And the dog. Do one Mouse Likes.
I want that dog on the podcast.
Dude, Mouse is pretty fucking
can that
amazing.
Happen?
Oh, yeah,
that happen.
Mouse Likes a couple. I Get Shy.
Yeah, you could do that. She'll sing, though. It's funny to watch her do it because she'll sit up and go, okay, and walk over and just watch him. And sometimes she'll even stand on the guitar kind of just to sing with him. It's.
I always thought it was like dogs when they howl and stuff. It was because.
It hurts their ears.
Yeah, it hurts their ears, but it's not because.
She's into it.
She will be all the way across the room and she'll hear a song that she likes and that she hears a lot and she'll come right over and sit right next to me and just wait until I get into the chorus where I'm singing a lot and she'll just sing right along
when
with
him
me.
And Brittany aww. Were practicing that Nikki Bloom song Mouse came and started singing with them and Brittany Straw actually owns Lycan, a wolf. She owns mm-hmm. a wolf. Yeah. And she was like, that is so adorable. Are you kidding? And I'm like, I know. She likes the song. So there's the thumbs up from the dog.
Dog
or
approved.
Pause
up. So play a dog approved song.
Yeah, play a
okay.
dog approved.
This is a
this is for you,
mouse,
mouse
approved song. Some kind of drug to tell me I'm fine. And I get shy like I can't breathe, yeah. It's all that I need, we'll be right back.
And where we start, stop, nobody knows. And I get grown up thinking that's the way that it goes. Well, it's time to get by. And I get shy like I can't breathe, yeah. You ask me why, I tell you I need it, and I get shy with something to love to get by, some kind of drug to tell me I'm fine, and I get shy like I can't breathe, yeah. It's all that I needed. Ooh, but I won't stop coming around. Ooh, yeah, I won't stop coming. I can't stop coming around. Yeah, yeah, I won't stop coming. I'll never stop coming around.
Fucking rad.
Yeah.
Real clapping. Real clapping.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Real deal tonight.
Your dog's right. That is a good song.
It's
a good
your dog has a good ear.
As soon as he starts going, ooh, she'll stand. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, that's her singing part.
Nice.
Oh, you got to admit that was kind of a gay song.
Yeah, right?
A little bit.
It is a little gay.
Girl.
Girl, you know it's true, girl.
He's happy.
Everything comes back to that.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Hey, girl.
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 Hey, girl.
What's all right, now? So let's see. I guess the big thing this weekend is Mary Anarchy, right? There's a few other things going on. Check your listings.
And I feel so sorry for him. It's always so sad when you schedule a show and then you find out it was the weekend of Mary Anarchy.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to be there.
Because you're not going up a couple, not going up against a few bands. It's
you're going up
like
all the
you're going
bands.
Against 25. The entire Reno art and music scene.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's why whenever I see shows, they're like, dude, it's this week. I'm all, that's Mary Anarchy.
Nope.
I don't want to book it then.
You're,
I mean,
sorry.
Jenny took days off work.
I know. I actually, I got a new job, which I'm not going to say where, but I got a new job. And I had already scheduled at my other new job that's now going to be my old job that I needed Friday, Saturday off because those would be days I'd work because I've got Mary Anarchy and I have Thursday off anyway, but I just want to relax and then have a day to relax after. Because if you need help, Nick, I'll probably come down early if you go, hey, Jenny.
Oh, absolutely.
Will you do me a favor and we forgot whatever, because it's such an important part. I always tell people volunteer for it if you're not musically or talented in that aspect. Just ask to help, do whatever. Sure. They have raffles going on. They have just people walking around holding a hat and saying, hey, would you like to don't steal, please. It's
or
gross.
Just give us money.
But yeah, or just
or
give
show
them money.
Up. Showing
yeah,
up
if
is
you,
half the battle.
Yeah, or show up and pay, you know, if
buy
it says
ticket.
Expected donation $5, pay 10. You know, yeah. Just do any
it's
little
a $10 suggested yeah. donation this year.
So pay
you
20.
Know, if you're broke and you want to go and you know. You can't
plus,
contribute. That's okay, but
there's many people to blow.
And plus, the thing is too, is that yeah. Marianne
you can help out.
The thing about Marianne, if you knew her, she just wants everybody to have a good time too. So the fact if you show up and go, I don't have any money, I'm broke, I'm struggling, but I have money to buy a couple drinks at the bar, and I want to know if I can hang out. Come,
yeah,
enjoy yourself.
We don't exclude people.
Yeah,
but and, if you're a fucking, you got money and you're like, oh, well, I'm just not going to pay them.
Because I'm Mr. Probably, Important Man.
Probably not the party for
Don't you know who I am?
You probably not have me? A good time there.
Yeah, yeah. If you walk in and say that shit, I'll be the first to go.
Yeah,
get
we'll know right away.
We'll roll you.
We
this is a charity event, Dick for Shit. Yeah. Dick for Brains.
Dick for Shit.
Dick for Shit.
Yeah, we'll roll
charity, Dick for Shit.
Dick for Shit.
You don't want to fuck over the guy from Baby Oil Hand Job.
No.
That's just not.
You don't want to do that.
Plus, we'll roll you for your wallet. We're not fucking around at Marianne.
We will check.
So that's it. So, folks, get down there 12th and 13th this week of December, Friday and Saturday. 30 bands, tons of comedians.
Nick's birthday.
Tons of art. Nick's you can come birthday. Say hi to me. If you're a listener and we've never met, come say hi. I want to meet you. With that, I think we're going to close out with this last song, which was by me and Mikey. And it's called Sacrificer. That's the first collabo with my girlfriend. I hope you guys like it. And for the Reverend Rory Dowd, for Chewbacca, for New Girl, for Dogwater Dick, for Jeff and Jenny, yay, and all the rest, I am your constant companion, Nick Ramirez, saying good night and thanks, everybody.
And God bless.
Yeah.
Looking for the right stuff. Nothing is never enough. Ask again, I said I'm fine. Take a chance, ride along to the other side of town. Be it hands of smoke and fire. Sacrificer. Sacrifice.
And when I'm going down, want you to be that strong. It's true that you are mine. Feeling sore and broken up, it's time we better leave. Told me to shut your mouth.
No!
Sacrifice, oh. Play guitar for you. We'll hang around all night long.
Yeah!
Sacrifice-o. Sacrifice-o.
I don't believe we've heard anyone say please or thank you.
Dogwater Studios.
Do you think you can be happy about rules now?
No.
No rules?